great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
My name is Al Turner, owner and CEO of the fastest-growing construction company in Central Louisiana. Diversity in Action has definitely provided me and my business with the additional boost of confidence to truly live up to our motto of satisfying expectations by being more than just a builder.
My name is Eric Reed, and I am the owner and operator of LPT Photography. If you are someone like me who had an idea and a dream and just an aspiration to own and operate your own business, please, by all means, I encourage you to go by and visit the Central Louisiana Business Incubator.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business for the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Tuesday morning. And as always, if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:35. And if you haven't peeked out yet, it is cool and crisp outside. So make sure that kids are bundled well. Make sure that as you're traveling in that you're watching out for school kids, school buses, and school stops. Also, as we have sprung forward, it's darker in the morning. So please make sure that you're giving extra special care to our kids that are walking and they're standing at school bus stops. Now, if you're traveling in on 71 and you're coming north as you get on to MacArthur Drive, one of the lanes is closed. So you gotta give yourself enough time to get there. So that means starting out just a bit earlier so that you have enough time so that you don't feel like you have to mow people over in the morning. We ask you every single morning to stay engaged, and we ask you to make sure that you remember that those school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. And I tell you what, I know it absolutely encourages our crossing guards and our resource officers when you help them out by slowing down through those school zones. So just a reminder, there's construction going on around Alexandria and I'm sure other surrounding areas. So with that in mind, you need to make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to get there safely. And we always ask that you stay engaged. Make sure that you're not only watching out for yourself, but you're watching out for others as well. And every day, every single day, there's no difference. We see multiple accidents, and a lot of that is simply because we're in a hurry going probably nowhere. So just as a reminder, school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. if you're just getting going. It's 7:37. And we want to remind you that if you want to reach out to the OPT network, you can do so at our offices. They're located at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. You can zip it up with 71302. Once again, you can go to our website for all of the guests that we've had on the show. Like yesterday, if you want to check out Michelle Hoskins, you can go to our upcoming guests. There's a link that'll take you directly to her website or any of the guests that we have. All you've got to do is go to www.onpointcxmas.com and you can go directly to their links. Also, you can phone us at 318-445-5658. If none of those things work, just pick up the phone and give us a call. The number again, 318-445-5658. We've got a lot of great things coming up this month. We want to make sure that you stay on point. And we've got some very interesting things to talk about this morning. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies. Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. With an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesday!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. For more information on your home, auto, or life insurance, the number to phone is 318-487-1881. Also, Dixon Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Louisville, and Monroe. For more information, www.hicksonhasit.com. It sounds like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties with the system here, but we're going to try to work those bugs out. All right. It sounds like we got a little something worked out. But, you know, as we talk about school days and getting started and making sure that we're putting the right things into our kids, well, that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. We're going to be talking about parents as our children's first and most important teachers. And when parents are more involved in our kids' education and their well-being, they become more confident, they become eager, and they become ready to accept and take on those academic challenges. And for many parents, you know, it's not until you become a parent that you sort of figure out that, you know, there are some things that you have to do, and there is some research that has to happen to make sure that you put your kids in the right place at the right time with the right people. And what we're talking about this morning is giving your kids the best academic start. And this morning we want to introduce you to Principal Sheldon Akins and also Dr. Christine Ince. They are representing the Alfred Booker Junior Academy. We welcome them to the OPT network for the very first time. Lady and gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having
and so both very, very ardent educators. Alfred Booker Junior Academy is a school that has been based in the community for a long time, Principal Akins. And I want you to talk about the academy and talk about its growth and what you expect.
Well, the school is named after Alfred Booker, Dr. Alfred Booker. His story is very interesting because he was very influential in the community. Now, he was one of those who had a troubled beginning.
Mm-hmm.
He did finish with a GED. He got married, and after he got married, he decided to go on and continued on with his bachelor's and his master's, and now he has a PhD. He's been very influential in our community, and he's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And in honor of him, we decided to change our name from Smyrna Adventist Academy to Alfred Booker Junior Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Now we offer the same common standards that Rapides offers. We are nationally standard based. We provide Christian education.
Mm-hmm.
An opportunity right now is unfortunately a lot of parents aren't aware that there is a scholarship, a voucher, also as it's known as, that it gives the parents an opportunity. If their child is in a school that is a C or D or an F ranked school,
mm-hmm.
they can put them in that school, a private school of their choice, and the tuition will be paid full.
Mm-hmm.
The state will provide the tuition and the registration for those parents.
Mm-hmm. And so talk about the academics and the Christian aspect of Alfred Booker and how those two come together to create a whole and a full student.
Well, as far as academics goes, first of all, you have to make sure that as a parent, you want to make sure that your teacher, that your child is being with every day, you got to make sure that teacher is a model citizen.
Mm-hmm.
As a Christian academy, we strive to make sure that our teachers provide a model character for students to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Our academics, we have art, we have music, we have Spanish, we have technology, we have our computer classes.
Mm-hmm.
We provide we have a full-size gym for our physical education.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said before, we have all the same common standards that Rapides offers.
Absolutely.
So we are and we take the LEAP test.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're concerned that maybe being that we are a K-8 school.
Mm-hmm.
If you're concerned that is your child going to be ready for high school? Yes, they'll be ready for high school because, like I said, I mean, we have the same standards,
mm-hmm.
just national standards. We offer the same thing. So, and on top of that, they're going to get that Christian influence. They're going to have a Bible class,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to learn about Jesus.
Absolutely. And at the top of the show, I said how critically important it is for parents to choose the right school for their children. Let's talk about how parents can come in and understand how to make that decision.
Well, right now we are having our registration for the voucher for the scholarship program, and the deadline is on March the 15th. So you have until Friday
mm-hmm.
to come in. Now, I'm in the office until 5 o'clock this week, starting at 9 o'clock until 5 o'clock. Our school is actually on spring break right now, but I'm wanted to make sure that our parents had the opportunity, so I've decided to go ahead and stay and give parents the chance to come in. And I know some people work, and they may not be able to get in between 9 and 12, so I've been staying until 5 to make sure that everybody has that equal opportunity to put their child in a private school.
Absolutely. And Dr. Enns, let me move to you, a board-certified oncologist for nearly 3 decades. You have taken an interest in Alfred Booker, you and your husband and your family. Talk about why it's been important for you.
Yes, my husband Walter and myself, we have been really interested and have invested our time and energy in the improvement and the growth of Alfred Booker Jr. Academy. Now, we have been blessed with 2 children that had opportunities to go to good schools, private schools, especially at the high school and college level, and they're doing well. We want the students in our community in Rapides Parish and where we are to have the same opportunities. Mm-hmm. One of our friends has this saying, brighten the corner where you are. Mm-hmm. And this is our little corner, Alfred Booker Junior Academy. Mm-hmm. And we are absolutely convinced that this school will give our students the well-rounded education that our children had, the emphasis on excellence in academics, as well as the social and the physical. We are strong advocates of healthy lifestyle as a way of being ready to do well in school.
Right. And so I think that's critical, because a lot of people just are concerned about them and theirs. But what you're saying is that you feel like other children, children that you that are in your sphere, in your community, should have the same opportunity as your children.
That's correct. And this school has state of the art equipment. We have smart boards. I say we, even though I'm not an employee of the school, I still say we.
Absolutely.
Do you know what a smart board is? When we first got involved about a couple of years ago, I was not even aware of this.
I know.
But these are electronic boards where Principal Akins and the teachers can teach straight from the internet onto the board. The students can answer questions with a click of a little clicker, and they have immediate feedback. If Principal Akins wants to talk about South Africa, or you know, he can have a click, and there it is on the board.
And a lot of us don't know that, because we're old school Principal Akins. All we had was the black chalkboards. But what we're understanding, that the more technologically sound that our kids become, the more technologically sound that schools must become to engage our kids.
Yes, we also have a rigorous, in-depth reading program. So if your child is struggling in reading, we have the accelerated reading program, which helps with reading comprehension. We have several books that we utilize in our library to help out with the children's reading. Now, one of the benefits that you have with putting your child in a private school is that they're going to have a lower teacher to student ratio. And so if your child is struggling in certain areas, they have more focused attention by the teacher because of a more personal approach. It's not a classroom full with 35, 40 kids like you might see in some public schools. It may be under 20 students within one or two teachers. So that's a very big benefit that the parents are going to receive at a private school like ours.
And talk to those parents who are trying to figure out, Principal Akins, what is the next best step, especially if their kids are coming out of a place where maybe they missed some things, how Alfred Booker can be instrumental in helping them to get on task and to get back up to speed.
Well, not only do we have our regular school day, but we also offer after school care. And so that's an added bonus for the child to receive additional tutoring after school. So it's such a big benefit to make sure that your child is with a school that's all about parental involvement. We utilize home and school board, and we asked that our parents participate in different aspects, and we asked for volunteers. We want to make sure that our parents and teachers have a relationship. Mm-hmm. Sometimes parents are upset because they didn't know that their child couldn't read it. They didn't know that their child wasn't doing well in school because mm-hmm. the teacher never told them. Mm-hmm. I had a parent that came in yesterday that told me the exact same thing. She said, I didn't know that my child, I tried to sit down with them and I tried to read with them, but it just finally, it hit me like, how come I didn't know these things? You know, we're already in the third quarter of school mm-hmm. year, and now I'm just finding these things out. Or I get the report card, and they have D's and F's. Mm-hmm. If you had told me, maybe I could have tried something else. Maybe I could have put them in some kind of tutoring program. Being that we're our school, we make sure that our parents and teachers have a relationship. We make sure that the teachers tell the parent, hey, your child needs a little bit of help, or they didn't turn their homework in yesterday. Mm-hmm. Can you make sure that they finish this up for them so they can get at least partial credit mm-hmm. for it? But we try to make sure that we communicate with our parents and let them know what's going on.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're talking about our parents being on the front lines. We're the first teachers, and because we're the first teachers, we have to be instrumental in making sure that we make good decisions on where our children and how our children are educated so that they can move into the next century as the best leaders and the most competent. Stay on point, everybody. We're back with more right after this.
Pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new to you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites. Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fishy,
fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you some.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites, McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, caring for our community with state-of-the-art technology. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the OPT network, it's a minute after 8 o'clock. Today is Tuesday, March the 12th, and we're joined by Dr. Christine Entz and Principal Sheldon Aiken from Alfred Booker Junior Academy. And we're talking about parents being on the front lines of making really good decisions for their kids' future. And so before we went to break, we were just talking about, I was talking to Dr. Entz about being a positive role model and being an African-American oncologist and really probably living your dream through education. Talk about how important that is to be able to instill in not only African-American children, but all children.
Well, you know, we strongly believe that education is the key to opening up your mind being part of the problem, being part of the solution, mm-hmm. not being part of the problem, and I believe that education is a lifelong process, and that we need to instill in our children a love of education. When I ask a child, "Do you like to read?" I want them to say, "Oh yes, that's my favorite thing to do," mm-hmm. and it was when I was young. I know that much.
But unfortunately, though, things have changed. And so we have to try to cultivate that now.
Right. And again, I was telling you that my children were fortunate, and they were given the opportunity. My daughters, you know, they love to read. My youngest is now an engineer. My oldest is an attorney in Dallas. And, you know, we just want to pass on that love of education, mm-hmm. and, you know, we firmly believe that the Alfred Booker Junior Academy has the right atmosphere to foster this learning environment, mm-hmm. and a place where the children can feel safe mm-hmm. and nurtured. So I really appreciate this opportunity to come here this morning.
Absolutely.
As well.
And Principal Aikens, isn't that what it's really about? Because there was a time where when kids went to school, they did feel safe and they did feel nurtured and they felt a sense of well-being, where maybe now, as we've taken so many things out of the school, we're sort of getting away from that. But Alfred Booker is really moving back toward that sort of atmosphere.
That's correct. We're focused on we're pre-K through eighth grade,
mm-hmm.
and we're focused on making sure that children are prepared for high school and beyond. And we don't want them to stop at high school.
Right.
We want to make sure that they're ready to keep going and go on to college and work on go to graduate school and obtain their PhDs or MDs or JDs. That's what we stress in our school is excellence.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to get back to the basics of making sure that the children have a foundation.
That's right.
On top of that, they need to have faith. They need to know that they can't do anything by themselves, that they have to make sure that they trust God and make sure that they know that that he is in their lives. And that's one thing that we teach at our Friday chapels or during our week of prayers is that, you know, God loves you. And he will help you if you're struggling in certain areas. He can help you with those things. Mm-hmm. So that's what we try to motivate our children to do.
Absolutely. And so for those parents that are listening, Principal Akins, and they say, you know what? That sounds like a place where I want to put my pre-K-er through eighth grade. How do they start the process?
Well, the scholarship covers kindergarten to eighth grade.
Okay.
Actually, it goes up to 12th grade. Now, the first thing that they need to do is they need to keep in mind that Friday is the last day to apply for the scholarship.
Okay.
So today is Tuesday. You have a few more days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you know that your child is in a school that's in a C or a D rank or F school,
mm-hmm.
You qualify.
Okay.
You're eligible. The other thing that you have to make sure is that your income is within the right standards.
Okay.
Now, there's a chart on the Louisiana Department of Education website. It will give you more information. There's a link that says, I believe it's scholarship
mm-hmm.
for Louisiana. You look for that link, and it'll give you more depth as far as the exact requirements. If you're not sure that what kind of school your child is in, or if you're not even satisfied with your child's education, there is a strong possibility that they are within those C, D, or F ranked guidelines.
Okay.
Again, you have to make sure that you have the income is within that range. Now, I believe it's 250%.
I believe it's up to 60,000. Depends on how many people are in your family.
Okay.
That's correct. You bring in if you're on food stamps or mm-hmm. SNAP card or a Louisiana purchase card, you qualify. You meet the guidelines for the income. You bring in that documentation showing your proof of income. You need something that shows your proof of residency,
okay.
Utilities bill. Cell phone bill, cable bill, something that has your name on it.
Mm-hmm.
You bring those things and then the social security cards of your child. Bring that into the school. We're located at 916 Richmond Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone number is 318-442-3621. Mm-hmm. Again, that's 318-442-3621. You bring that into the school. We'll get you set up and we'll get you registered for the application.
Okay, and so parents that are just not sure about some of the information, can they just call the school and to try to figure out what they need to do if they're within the guidelines to get their kids registered?
Yes, that's correct. Again, you can call 318-442-3621. You can also go to our website, which is www.abja, that stands for Alfred Booker Junior Academy, that's abja-S like Sam, D like David, A like Alpha,
mm-hmm.
abja-sda.com. There's a link for the scholarship on our website as well, and the website, of course, will give you more information about what we offer and our curriculum.
Mm-hmm. And so, Principal Akins, for you, this is really big. Talk about how important it is for you to fill those spaces so that you can begin to see the difference and see the change that you would like to see in this community.
Well, we definitely have room for growth. The school was originally built to help out those students that were at Smyrna,
mm-hmm.
Seventh-day Adventist Church. We decided that we would like to give an opportunity to other parents in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, within Alexandria, there's a lot of folks that would like to put their child in a private school, but they just weren't able to make that sacrifice or be able to make sure they could pay the tuition.
Mm-hmm.
Once we heard of the scholarship, I did all I could to make sure that we had it for the next school year.
Mm-hmm.
It involved a lot of paperwork and a lot of phone calls to the state, even site visits, and we have received the scholarship, and
mm-hmm.
we're one of five schools within the parish that have the scholarship. And so once we received the scholarship, we wanted to make sure that we could take. Now, our school has a capacity for at least 100 students.
Okay.
We would like to give an opportunity to at least 70 parents for the scholarship for next
mm-hmm.
school year.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we still have room for growth, but we wanted to make sure that we solicited the community in addition to our church family.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we're sitting here having this conversation, and I know that there are parents and moms and dads that are listening, that we all agree, just as what you both have said. We all want the best education possible for our children. But when we see leaders in the community like Dr. Ince, and if you've ever been to her office, or if you've never been to her office, you can only just imagine how busy she is during the course of a day, a week, a month. And this is a huge undertaking for you. And that just speaks volumes about how you care about the kids and the education of the kids and the next leaders in this community.
And I appreciate that. And yes, we do feel passionately about this. And you may see me coming to your door.
You're going to be
knocking
coming to
at the door. Asking for your support.
Mm-hmm. And absolutely. So. I think that says a lot. And if you've never met Dr. Ince, she's very meek. But what we learned about meekness is that's power under control. So, you know, she has a very, very meek spirit. And that was something that impressed upon us when we met you initially. But what we understand is that education and knowledge is power, Principal Akins. But it's only potential power. It's only power and powerful when it's used. So again, I want you to tell people how to connect with you and how to come out and get their kids a grade A education at absolutely no cost.
You can come to, again, we're located at 916 Richmond Drive. That's in the lower third district, right off of Richmond, off of 3rd Street.
Mm-hmm.
You get down into lower third area, you see Richmond Drive, and you take it all the way down until it dead ends, and that's where the school is. You can also call 318-442-3621, 318-442-3621. We're on spring break right now, but I'm at the school this week from 9 until 5 o'clock, or if you can't make it within those times, just give me a call at the school, and we'll see what we can do to make an arrangement to make sure that you have an opportunity to put your child in our school to apply for the scholarship. Can I just say that the Inces have been such an influential, they've helped us out tremendously. When I got here in August, they told me, they sat me down and said, Principal Akins, whatever you need, we want to make sure that this school is the best school in the city of
wow.
Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and what did that? How did that make you feel, Principal Akins, when you had people with such influence and educational backgrounds and really understood what your mission is and what the school's mission is, which incidentally is where students are climbing the heights of excellence? How did that make you feel?
Well, it really made me feel comforted, because again, I'm coming from Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't know anybody when I moved here. And when I sat with the Inces and they told me that I had their support, and you know, if I need anything, they've donated money and donated supplies and
mm-hmm.
technology to the school. And so we're just so thankful for everything that you guys have done and to build this school up, to make sure that the school is the best school in the state.
Absolutely. Dr. Ince, what are your thoughts right now?
I praise God. Praise God for this opportunity.
Absolutely.
Carlette, and I thank you for your contribution to the community. You're inspirational. And I know that our community will continue to grow, and please call.
Absolutely, and be the change that we all want to see. And like I said, for those of you who've never met Dr. Ince, she's so meek, but what we love is we love those people, those leaders in the community that will not only put their time, their talent, their energy, but they will put their money into making a difference. And isn't that what it's about, Principal Akins, being people that are able to give back?
That's right. That's right. We want our students to become your next councilman and your next mayor,
mm-hmm.
mayor or doctors and,
mm-hmm.
and come back to Alexandria and continue on the legacy that Alexandria has as far as the influence. So we want to make sure that we have those students and qualify them for things to be lawyers and doctors,
right,
and everything that we would like to see our children be.
And it's so very critical that our kids start out right.
That's right.
And when they start out right, it's like we said at the top of the show, then they're ready to face the next academic challenges. But when they start off, and as you said, you had a mom that realized that her child wasn't reading at the level that they needed to be at, it puts you really behind the eight ball. So this is a great opportunity for parents and kids to start out right. My mom always said, you know, if you start right, you end right.
Right.
And so starting on a good note, go ahead and give that website, give the phone number, give the address one more time for those people who are listening who want to connect.
We're located at 916 Richmond Drive. If you're familiar with Smyrna Seventh-day Adventist Church, we're located right next door. Again, that's 916 Richmond Drive in the lower third, right in Acadian Village. Our phone number here is 318-442-3621. Again, that's 318-442-3621. Our school's website is www.abja-sda.com. You can also Google us at any time. Just type in Alfred Booker Junior Academy. It will pull up with no problem. We can be reached. I'm there till from nine to five this week, and just give us a call. But you have to apply by Friday, and we still have a few seats available. So please make sure that you come in as soon as you can. Call me if you can't make it between those hours.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stay if I have to stay, or I'll come back if I have to come back. Just give me a call. And we'll make sure that your child is registered for the application.
And before you got to go, I know you got a lot. You guys have a lot going on in your mind about what needs to happen and how people need to connect. But I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about Dr. Booker, Dr. Alfred Booker, and what a pivotal human being he is. And one of the things that we say on the show all the time is that if you just don't quit, even though he had some setbacks, he went back and he finished.
Yes, Dr. Booker is definitely an inspiration to all of us. He grew up in Louisiana and had to work and drop out of school. He was married and went back and got his GED, went on and became a pastor, got his master's in counseling, and then went on to get a doctorate in education,
mm-hmm.
I believe in his late 50s. And so he is truly inspirational. And it's actually helpful, instrumental in starting this school over 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And that's really what it's about, people seeing others that have had some setbacks or some road bumps, some speed bumps, and pick themselves up and get back in the game and go on to do great things. And that's what we hope for all of our children. So we want to thank you guys for spending the very best, and we know what is the busiest part of your morning. Anything else that you need to tell people that maybe we missed, Principal Akins, anything at all?
Well, again, we're thankful that we have the scholarship, and we're thankful that we have an opportunity to service the community. If you're not satisfied with your child's education right now and you want something better and you want to put them in a Christian mm-hmm. environment, you want to make sure they they grow up with friends
mm-hmm.
that you don't mind them coming home or your child going to their house, and you know the parents, because we are a family. We make sure that we have a relationship with our parents. We want to make sure that we invite our parents out to our different functions, our Christmas play, our Black History program. We make sure that we invite our parents and keep them informed. If you're not happy and if you're not satisfied with your child's education, you need to put them in a school that's going to provide a Christian loving education with standards that are nationally ranked, with technology that keeps up with with this age.
Mm-hmm.
318-442-3621.
All right, Alfred Booker Junior Academy, educating the head, the hand, and the heart, where students are climbing the heights of excellence. Thank you guys so much. You're on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break, but we're back right after this. Alfred Booker Junior Academy is a pre-K through 8th grade private Christian school in Alexandria. Alfred Booker has a small teacher-to-student ratio, personalized student plans, and state-of-the-art computerized classrooms. Sign up for the Louisiana Voucher Scholarship Program today. Alfred Booker Junior Academy is currently offering free registration for scholarship-eligible students through March 15th. Alfred Booker Junior Academy believes that every student is special and that each is filled with great potential, God-given talents, and abilities. Alfred Booker parents are making an extra investment in their children to ensure spiritual, mental, physical, and social development. It is their belief that with the guidance and help of dedicated Christian teachers and the support of every parent, Alfred Booker's goals and objectives will be reached. For more information, ask for Alfred Booker Junior Academy or phone Principal Akins at 318-442-3621.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene Saint-Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy. Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites.
Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites. There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites will succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
filled. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Has It.
Hicks and Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin.
Because this is what I hear when you talk. Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Tuesday, March 12th, and if your morning is just getting underway, it's 8:27. And this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. Jeremy Clary, he's got HD for life, he's got bundling, he's got all the channels that you could ever hope to have, plus so much more. The number to phone, 318-767-2220. Also, American Wholesale Mattress. If you're not resting at night, it could simply be that you're not sleeping on the right mattress. Why go through another sleepless night? Well, you don't have to. American Wholesale Mattress is at 717 MacArthur Drive. They are on point to make sure that you get the mattress and pillow that works just right for you. Or you can phone them at 318-443-9524. And they've got great ways to help you save and to help you to purchase the mattress of your needs. Also, the City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program. And you know, yesterday we were talking about entrepreneurship and we were talking about Michelle Hoskins' ability. And not just Michelle, but all of the budding entrepreneurs that are trying to find their way. Well, let me tell you, if that's you and if that conversation spoke to you, the Diversity in Action Program is a program that will help to get your business, your dreams, your ideas underway. Now, as we switch gears just a little bit this morning, and not really switching gears, I want to go back to our kids. And you know, as we were having the conversation with Principal Akins and Dr. Enns, it really made me mindful about our own son and about our community and our kids. And for a long time, DC and I were childless. We didn't have a child until a little bit later in our marriage. Well, a good bit later in our marriage. And it's not until you have children that you begin to understand the importance of putting them in the right academic position and what that really, really means.
And I know that many of us are working. We're trying to raise our families. Many of us are single moms. I mean, the gamut is just a wide array of issues. But what we have come to understand is that it is so critically important to make sure that we encourage our kids in the right direction. There are so many forces vying for their attention, and it starts with academia. And what we're seeing is that the more we challenge our kids and the more that we expect, see, you have to expect your kids. You got to expect for them to be excellent. It shouldn't even be a choice. It needs to be an expectation of excellence. And so last night, and I told you guys, it is way too cold for baseball, but it is baseball season for junior high school kids. We were at a baseball game, and we were up late and didn't get home until late because it was a late game. But on the way home, we had a real conversation about being the change that you want to see, about not just being in a place taking up space, but adding your supply, using your gifts and your talents to excel. And I don't know if parents are cognizant of this enough, that are we telling our kids who they are? And that's a question that I think we all need to ponder. Are we telling our kids who they are and who they can be? And it really starts, as I said at the top of the show, with parents being, we're the first teachers. But our job in teaching, it never ends. And so one of the things that we have really, really been adamant about in our house is about teaching Deuce Christmas who he is and not allowing others to define who he is. And see, that very much starts at home. And it starts with understanding where your kids' gifts and their talents lie. And then it starts with us cultivating that. And so when they go into a school environment, they will already have a sense of who they are. And for many of us, we didn't necessarily get that because we lived in a time where you went to school and the teachers really, not only were they a part of our communities, but if you got out of line, if you didn't do what you were supposed to do, they were at your house. It was more than just a phone call. They were at your house. And so as parents, we have to put in a lot more. And we have to make sure that our kids are in the right place, at the right time, with the right people, with the right teachers, at the right schools. And for people, that means different things for different people. But when Principal Aiken, D.C., said that he had met with a mom who realized that her child couldn't read, then those red flags should go up for all of us. And I love what Dr. Ince said, because sometimes we can get so enmeshed in our own lives and our own kids, especially if your kids have gone off and they have become successful, they are educated and they're working in their fields, then you can kind of, sometimes we kind of throw our hands up metaphorically and say, well, you know, it's not my problem. But our kids are all of our problems, because guess what? Your kids and my kids are not enough to run the world. It takes collectively all kids, and making sure that all kids can read, making sure all kids have a great opportunity to learn and be successful. And so one of the things that I started thinking about as we were getting ready for this topic is I started thinking about how we're encouraging our kids and what are we saying to our kids. And you know, I love the power of words, and we talk about it daily. What are we saying to our kids? And even if we have not put in the best words, because maybe we didn't know, or maybe we were just upset. Because we, if you're a parent, you know that those kids can push you. And they can push your buttons, and they can make you say some things that you don't want to say sometimes. But you know what? We're a firm believer that yesterday is over. Tomorrow is not here yet. So if you've got your kids in the school or in the car and you're on the way to school, put in some good, positive things and begin to look at those things that they do well and start to speak to that and start to open up the conversation, opening up their minds about being the next engineers, the next lawyers, the next doctors, the next computer scientist. You know what? They can be who God has called them to be, but we as parents have to begin to put that into them. We've got to be able to, it's like Michelle Hoskins said yesterday, we all have a seed, and we have to water our children's seed. And it starts with making sure that they have an education that works for them, making sure they're in a good, safe learning environment. And when we look at all the school shootings and we look at all the terror, you know, terror was something that we thought of that happened in other parts of the country, but terror is happening on our homelands daily. You know, prayer is one of those things that you may not have in your school, but you can pray with your kids before they go to school. You know, there are some things as parents, just some small basic things that we can do to boost our kids. And sometimes, you know, in the morning, I was saying to a friend of mine, sometimes you don't know if your kids are getting it. You don't know if it's going in. You don't know if it's making an impact. But what you do know is that if you're not putting it in, it can't make an impact. But when you are putting it in, then it has an opportunity to be within your child and then to get watered. So let's make sure that we're encouraging not only ourselves, but encouraging our kids. And sometimes we can have like bad days, bad evenings, bad mornings, and it'll just leave you feeling flustered and feeling a little bit anxious. And if that happened, what I would say to you is just shake that off and begin to replace those words with good, positive words of encouragement. And one of the things that I love to say is, you can. You can. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can. You know, David was asking me, our son, he was asking me the other day about whether I thought that he could invent something. We were talking about it, and I said, absolutely, I think you can. And we've got to start opening up our kids' minds. But we've got to be positive. And the other day, he asked us, he said, you know, and since he's been a little boy, he has always had a fascination with taking things apart. We don't know where that's come from. Everything that he's ever owned, everything that we've ever purchased for him, things that he's wanted, if they had screws in them, he found a way to systematically take every screw out of the thing. Now, he hadn't learned how to put that stuff back together yet, but he's learned and is intrigued with taking things apart. And I know that seems crazy, but, you know, we don't know what that's about. So the other day he asked his dad and I if he could take a computer apart. It was an old computer, and we weren't using it anymore. And we said, sure. You know, we've got to begin to cultivate their imagination. We've got to be able to help them to get to the next thing. And sometimes that means coming out of the box for us. And it means different things for different people. But what I do know and what I am sure of is that we've got to begin to encourage our kids. You know what? There is a whole group of young people out there that need our support, they need our encouragement, and they need our yes, you can. That's Fruit for Thought this morning. Smart talk for smart people. You're on point. ¶¶
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy. Fish, fish, McBite, McBite.
Fish, fish, McBite, McBite. There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to make it even get you
started. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, McBite, McBite.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle is serving Avoyelles Parish for all of your home, auto, life, and even banking needs. You can phone Kyle and his team at 318-346-6695. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. And with all of the accidents that we're seeing on the road, you're surely going to need a body shop that can restore your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works is where you should start. Switching gears just a little bit. You know, we say all the time that we search the country and we have such an incredible team. And we're so grateful for those people that we have made divine connections with throughout the country that just send us some of the most amazing people. And you'll hear us talk about our website all the time. And I want to give it again. It's www.onpointonpointcxma.com. www.thegreatertheus.com. Most of the guests that we have on the show, we have them right on our website, and they will be on the tab Upcoming Guest. And our web editor, Mary Hollingsworth, is so incredibly amazing that she gets all of that information together. She makes it look beautiful so you can get a visual of the people that we're talking to. And you can also, just with the click of a button, if you didn't get their website, if you didn't get Michelle Hoskins' website, or any of the people that have been on the show, you can go to our website and you can go to guest, whether it's past guest or upcoming guest, guest for the month, and you can just click and it'll take you right to their website so that you can learn more about them. And yesterday was Monday, and I got so caught up in Michelle's story, and we, DC and I, are still, we're still feasting on Michelle's impartation, is what we've called it. She came in and she brought such an incredible supply. She gave us so much to think about in faith, in work, and in so many areas that it is going to take us, I think, probably weeks to dissect everything that she had to say. But I wanted to remind you guys that you can go to Oprah.com. Dr. Robin was on Super Soul Sunday on this past Sunday, and she was just incredible. And that's another one of those incredible women that has come into the OPT network to make us really, really deal with truth and our authentic self. And, you know, as we were talking earlier about our children and making sure that they get educated, making sure that they've got the best chances, the best opportunities, we also have to begin to talk to our children about the authenticity of self. You know, a lot of parents have been in contact with us lately about their kids and them going off the path. And it made me start to ponder the idea that it is not enough for us to be authentic, but we have to encourage our kids to be their authentic self so that when they leave home or when they go from elementary to junior high or from junior high to high school, that they don't become followers. And then when they go off to college, you know, they're on their own, making sure that they understand authentically who they are so that they are not falling prey to be part of the crowd, to do what others do. And these are all conversations that we've got to start with our kids if we haven't already. And I know there's so many things to talk about, your talk to your kids about, that you say, oh my goodness, what's next? Well, one of the things that's next is teaching our kids the authenticity of self. It's so critically important, I tell you. You've got to make that impartation into your children so that they don't go out and become what others are, so that they don't turn into children that you don't know or that you don't recognize because they are simply following others. It's teaching our kids leadership skills, teaching them, as we had to learn as younger children, that sometimes you gotta stand alone. You don't wanna be a part of something you know is not right, something you know is immoral or illegal. Consequences and repercussions. Y'all, it's Tuesday, it's 8:48, and you're on point. Alfred Booker Junior Academy is a pre-K through 8th grade private Christian school in Alexandria. Alfred Booker has a small teacher-to-student ratio, personalized student plans, and state-of-the-art computerized classrooms. Sign up for the Louisiana Voucher Scholarship Program today. Alfred Booker Junior Academy is currently offering free registration for scholarship-eligible students through March 15th. Alfred Booker Junior Academy believes that every student is special and that each is filled with great potential, God-given talents, and abilities. Alfred Booker parents are making an extra investment in their children to ensure spiritual, mental, physical, and social development. It is their belief that with the guidance and help of dedicated Christian teachers and the support of every parent, Alfred Booker's goals and objectives will be reached. For more information, ask for Alfred Booker Junior Academy or phone Principal Akins at 318-442-3621. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy. Fish, fish, lick, bite, lick, bite.
Fish, fish, lick, bite, lick, bite. There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you some.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, lick, bite, lick, bite.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
Is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart and dedicated, I mean absolutely dedicated, to excellence. The Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. And Davis One Stop, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is right in the heart of Cheneyville. You know, it's Tuesday, March 12th, and we're just about to wrap up. It seems like the show goes by so terribly fast every single day. But you know, I just want to take this time to encourage you. If you have had a situation that hurt you, that went to really tear at your moral fiber, and you know that that is not who you are, I want to just say to you this morning, it is a trap from the devil to tear away at your psyche, your self-worth, your self-esteem, and who you are. And what you've got to realize is that when you are on the road to destiny, to success, to making things happen, doesn't it always seem like something happens that just tries to knock you out of the saddle? I mean, it doesn't just hit you. It just tries to completely knock you down. And if that's you this morning, if you have, you know, things are starting to blossom. It's like spring. You know, you start to see the flowers start to bloom, and then eventually it looks like, okay, it's going to die. Well, we want to just encourage you this morning that no matter what you're going through, that God has a great plan for your life. And what the devil meant or means for your evil, that God and the universe will turn it around and it will make it good for you. But you know what? You've got to recognize what it is. You got to recognize that it's just a dart. And every single morning before Deuce gets out of the car, we put on the armor, the whole armor of God. And when you keep your armor on, those darts that try to come at you. And see, those darts, they're meant to hit you in your heart. And when a dart hits you in your heart, that's when it hurts the most. But when you have your armor on, it's just like a chink. It's like, bing, you got it, you felt it, it bounced off. So if you're feeling a little bit discouraged this morning because some things have happened that just seemed like it was meant to put you on your back, when everything just seemed like it started rolling, and then, bam, something happened. You know what? That's why these words that we talk about are so critically important. Open up your mouth and say what God is saying about you. All you got to do is say, you know what? I know that God is perfecting those things that concern me, no matter what it looks like in the natural. No matter, you know what, when I get down during the course of the day, and last week, I'm going to tell you, there was a dart that got shot at me last week, and the enemy was just trying to drain everything out of me. And when this dart, of course, I had my armor on now, but this dart hit me, and I started saying to God, well, you know, God, we're doing this and we're doing that. And we, you know, this and that. And I started saying to God, and what about that? And he said, you know what? What I have for you is for you. But that thing, when it hit the armor, it worked to try to just, I mean, like a suction to just suck the energy out of me. On Friday, nevertheless, I said, oh, heavens no. We can't have that. So what DC and I decided to do is we decided to do what we ask you to do. We decided to make some confessions. And we started to say, you know what? We know that God is perfecting those things that concern us and everything to do with us. We know that we've got divine favor. And you know what? The devil can't stand it when you start opening up your mouth and talking back. Now, I'm going to tell you, it doesn't work just by opening up your mind. Nah, you got to open up your mouth. Just say a couple things. Even if you just say, Lord, thank you. That's what DC started doing every time he saw sugar. He just said, you know what? I'm going to beat this battle. Every time he's confronted with sugar, he says, Lord, thank you. I'm going to tell you, that thought will go right away. And you know what else? When you just start to open up and smile because you know that great things are in store for you, watch and see what happens. Yo, it's Tuesday. It's March 12th. And you're on point. Smart talk for smart people. I got to thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us. We do thank you. We thank you from all of our heart. We love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. change starts with you and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Tuesday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Hump Day Wednesday. Have a great day.